All right, good Wednesday morning, everybody. One of those historic days in this country. It is Inauguration Day as this country welcomes in its 46th president. Joseph R. Biden Jr. is being inaugurated right now at the state capitol. One of those things in this country that makes us unique, but quite the moment. Every 4 years, I have to, you know, as a political kind of a junkie, this is really, really cool. Every 4 years, I look forward to it. 4 years ago, 4 years prior, and today is another one of those days. But my question always is about the transfer of power from one president to another as they depart the White House. As I was saying in the crossover, what would you do if that was your last night in the White House?
Whew.
See, I think I would have a party.
Gary, we are on the same page.
I would, all of my friends that I couldn't necessarily bring into the White House over 4 or 8 years, I would invite them.
Yep.
We're going to have a party. We're going to drink some beer, play some cards.
Yep.
Cornhole in the hallway of the White House, because by then it's pretty much empty. I would just have a good time.
You know.
But the other part that I'm always fascinated by,
yeah,
and we kind of seen this today with the Trumps departing earlier from the White House, and on one side of the White House, and they didn't, you know, they didn't depart from the normal side of the White House. They went in the helicopter to the Air Force Base to take off on Air Force One. But once the current resident of the White House leaves and the incoming president comes into the White House, that transition, I would love to see like a documentary of how quickly that happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. You and I and a lot of us have all moved a lot of times in our life. I hate moving. I absolutely hate moving.
It's the worst.
Yeah. I can't imagine right now in my life trying to combine two homes. Like I have two homes now. I don't want to. I mean, people go, why'd you keep your house there? I didn't want to move. Okay. I hate moving. I absolutely hate moving.
It's so bad.
Oh, and you know, and some people are have the means, or you work for a company that'll pay to move you, or you have, you know, some reputable moving companies that'll take care of you. But a lot of us end up, we have to move ourselves. We go get the U-Haul truck. We get a bunch of buddies and you do it yourself.
You gotta do it yourself.
It's such a pain.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely hate moving. But in this case, when you're the outgoing and the incoming, they kind of take care of it for you. You don't have to like go get bids. You know, you don't have to go online and fill out how much stuff you have.
You're not on Facebook Marketplace trying to get rid of a dining room table.
Yes. But the transition of the White House, how quickly that happens. Like, you are out, and before the new president comes in, it's their place.
Do you think they walk around with, like, post-it notes saying, like, this is mine,
well,
mine,
I don't know. There was pictures this past weekend. Like, you accumulate a lot of stuff as a president. I noticed some of the pictures as this past weekend they were making the transition. You know, photographers from a ways away had pictures of different boxes that had sticky notes on them where they were going.
Okay.
They were going into storage. They were going to Florida. They were slated for the presidential library. But you accumulate a lot of stuff as a president. You know, you get a lot of gifts from either foreign countries or, you know, sports teams. I know Obama commented of all the jerseys that he got. I think President Bush up in his library has all the jerseys that he accumulated from all the sports teams that came to the White House to celebrate their championships. But I think you probably do. I think they probably have post-it notes around the White House on what goes where.
Yeah.
But the just the transition and how quickly it happens to transform that place.
I'm with
That's
you.
Amazing.
Yeah, I want to see a documentary on the transition. It's so fascinating how quick it goes.
And I, you know, I think yesterday and today there's moving trucks on one side of the White House and on the other side, so that when you retire at night, you walk in and that's your house.
Yeah.
But the night before I had to leave that house, oh.
I'm telling you, I'm inviting the former presidents and first ladies. We all showing up to the inauguration hungover. Or at least dazed. Something.
Oh, they got Lady Gaga singing the national anthem.
Yeah, her outfit is extra.
But Lil Wayne got a pardon.
Yeah.
I think, what did those come down to, like 12:50 this morning? No Tiger King.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic did not get a pardon. He's in prison for 22 years. They had a limousine waiting outside of the prison in Texas because they thought he was going to get a pardon and he was going to take off.
Wow.
Did not happen. So quite the day in this country. It is also one of those rare days. You know, I'm kind of a geek.
Mm-hmm.
The palindrome. It is 1/20/21.
Oh, wow.
Just think about that for a moment.
Oh, that is good.
All right. Anything pertinent happens, we'll let you know. But it is a much, much scaled down celebration in Washington, D.C. This morning compared to previous years. Coming up in about an hour, Scott Shanley will join us. We will get his final thoughts on what happened in the New Orleans-Tampa Bay game. And also, we'll let him just tell Drew Brees stories. He may have a Philip Rivers story to tell as well, who, talk about a news dump. So what's going on in D.C. is all over the news cycle. Philip Rivers says, I'm retiring after 17 years. That's quite the news dump about an hour and a half ago that the former San Diego Charger, former Los Angeles Charger, one-time Indianapolis Colt is going to retire from the NFL after 17 seasons. You know what I really appreciated about what Philip Rivers did? And there's two things about what happened today. What is she wearing, George?
I told you it was extra. It was so extra. You can see it.
So Lady Gaga just sang the national anthem, and she's wearing a...
It's extra, man.
It's not really a skirt. She's wearing like a tent.
That's the perfect way to describe it. It is a red tent.
So back to Philip Rivers. Two things that, and we will talk more about Philip Rivers because he's always been really fascinating to me. Got to see him for almost his entire career playing in the same division as Kansas City. But I think it's really, really cool, and it shows you the relationship that media can build with athletes. If you remember, Najee Harris was having, he was doing his Zoom press conference before the national championship game, the Alabama running back, who is from the state of California. And there was a reporter who is at the San Francisco Chronicle, was on the Zoom presser and asked Najee Harris a question. Well, this reporter had covered Najee Harris in high school, and they had built up a relationship, and he asked a question, and Najee Harris was kind of like, is that you? And yucked it up with him. So there's those, and I have those too. I mean, we all do in this business with athletes, whether they be high school athletes, college athletes, professional athletes that you cover, you get to know, you tell their story, and when they have success, you feel it. Philip Rivers has built a relationship, and you know Philip Rivers loves San Diego. Even at the beginning of the time that the Chargers were in Los Angeles, he would commute from San Diego. It wasn't Adam Schefter. It wasn't Chris Mortensen. It wasn't one of the insiders in the NFL. It was the San Diego Union-Tribune, a reporter that Philip Rivers had built a relationship with. That fairly big story. Philip Rivers went to him and said, I'm retiring. And so that was the story today. Kevin Akery is the reporter. He had covered Philip Rivers his entire career in San Diego. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's really, really cool. The other part of something that Philip Rivers is doing,
he's got to capture the moment.
This is going to be a strange day. Are there no other TVs in the building?
That's what I'm saying. What about the show across the hall?
Like, are we the only station in the building that on our TVs in the studio have the inauguration on? We got sports on as well. But then the other part that I think is really cool for Philip Rivers in his career, and he may or may not get into the Hall of Fame. He may be the lead candidate for the Hall of Real Good. But he's had a lifelong dream. His lifelong dream included playing quarterback in the NFL, but also included coaching high school football. Mm. And so Philip Rivers, who I'm sure his agent will have his phone ringing off the hook with a little bidding war for his services to be on TV. But Philip Rivers wants to be a high school football coach and is going to be a high school football coach in Northern Alabama.
I love
is
it.
Is those two things right there not everything you need to know about Philip Rivers? One, he tells a reporter who he's had a nearly two-decade relationship with that he's going to retire, and then, so that reporter can tell the story first, and he wants to go be a high school football coach. He could sit at home. He could show up on television. But he first and foremost, when he is done playing the game, in which he has given 17 years to, he wants to be a high school football coach. How refreshing is that?
I love it.
That is really refreshing. Yes, that's Jennifer Lopez. What is she singing?
I don't know. I'll let you know here in a second. But makes sense why A-Rod only shows up on TV when J-Lo's got
Thank you.
Booked.
Thank you. Michael's infatuated with Alex Rodriguez. He thinks Alex Rodriguez is going to give him something.
No.
Alex Rodriguez ain't giving nobody anything.
Literally.
Alex Rodriguez runs to eyeballs. People don't put eyeballs on Alex Rodriguez. He runs to them. He's got a PR firm that blows up people's phones saying, hey, that's a big story. You want Alex to comment on it.
Right.
And that I'm telling the truth. I know that from somebody that has interacted with him. As you can tell, I'm not a big Alex Rodriguez fan.
For real. I knew she had to be doing something.
Is there a connection there?
What?
Is there a connection there? Between her and Joe Biden?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, she's she's performing This Land Is Your Land.
Oh, okay. All right. Every 4 years, I do look forward to this.
Yeah, that's good. Yes. That's a good day.
Yes, I do. I was kind of, you saw I was kind of like the geek there. The Supreme Court justices are walking out, members of Congress, and I'm just rattling off names.
Yeah, Gary's naming each and every one of them. I'm just like, okay.
All right, also on the show today, we have a mailbag coming up at noon. May include some wild questions. But straight up at noon, you can win a gift card from Oscars. By sending George the question, anything goes, into the Equitable Bank inbox, George at 1620thezone.com. And Parker Gabriel will stop by at 1:30 today. It is early enrollee time in Lincoln. And the Nebraska football Twitter account put out a video of the newbies kind of get an orientation to campus. I made the mistake last summer of looking at one of those still shots or a video. I'm thinking, man, Omar Manning has an NFL-looking body. I kind of did that yesterday with somebody who showed up that's an early enrollee. I just made an observation about their size. Not about that means they're going to be an all-Big Ten defensive lineman. So PG will join us at 1:30. When we come back, so today is January 20th. January 20th. 2021 will have special meaning because of the inauguration of the 46th president is going on. But this date, you're going to have to convince me that I'm wrong. This date, 7 years ago, might be the greatest day of college basketball in this state. 7 years ago today. I'll explain when you return. You're always welcome to join in the conversation. You'd like to talk about Alex Rodriguez, your dislike for Alex Rodriguez, you will go to the front of the line. 951-1620. Like when they get done performing, like her and Lady Gaga, they don't know what to do. Like, do they go over and like elbow bump the president or what do they do? They just turn around and they don't know what to do.
Yeah. You saw
Come
the
on, Klobuchar,
hesitation.
Get it together. you can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox, where they take banking personally. Gary or George at 1620thezone.com or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at GarySharp1620, at MyAcesBlack04, or... And there's people, like, showing up late. Yeah, they're like... The thing started at 10:30. There are people, like, showing up late.
I saw that.
They tried to sneak in.
I just saw Chiefs hat in the crowd.
You brought it up. I didn't. I don't want to be hit by Bill's Mafia. Twitter handles, at GarySharp1620, at MyAcesBlack04, at GarySharpShow. 7 years ago today, greatest day in the history of college basketball in this state. Convince me that I'm wrong when I tell you what happened. We're back with more after this.